Well, especially when you're used to win, you used to be the best thing. It's never easy to lose, but it happens. Sometimes you just have to accept and just get back to work and work harder. Everything we did, especially the second half, was very good. So we have to keep the same way, to work exactly with the same way we used to work. And I'm 100% sure we will win.
Ben Kelvilla talking about the Melbourne victory and just their little slump in form at the moment. Some people saying it's a season-defining period for the Melbourne victory. I'm not sure whether that's the case. I'm sure they can turn it around, and let's find out straight from inside the club as we catch up with their midfielder, Lee Broxham, for a bit of a chat. G'day, Lee.
Hey, mate. How are we doing?
Mate, I'm okay. I suppose the question is it something that the four games in a row that you guys have lost, is it something that you really worried about, or is it just a little hiccup?
No, we're not really worried about it, but I mean, you wouldn't call it a hiccup either. You know, you don't want to lose four games in a row. But that being said, you know, I think there's still a lot of positives to come out of the games, and you know, we're still performing, and you know, the games we've played in have been good, and it's I think it's just a you know, it's just one of those things, but I think, you know, the wins are just around the corner, and we're, you know, obviously still very positive, and we still believe in what we're doing at the club.
I suppose we ask the same questions of all players and all clubs when they're going through this sort of period, regardless of the sport, whether it be AFL, football, whether it be the A-League clubs or the like. Mm-hmm. Have you been able to sit down in the last couple of weeks, though, with the coaches and actually pinpoint something that may not be going right that you can actually change?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's been like a few little things that you know, you can identify and tweak, and you can say, you know, these are little things that we can improve on. You know, all in all, you still think we've been creating opportunities, and you know, maybe not taking them, and you know, and conceding some goals that in the past we mightn't have conceded. So, you know, whether it's a little wake up call to you know, make sure that we're all at our best every week and demanding the most out of each other. And I think that's the case. And, you know, everybody knows how important this weekend is, and training's been good so far this week.
And that's the frustrating thing about your game, is that, you know, an inch either side, you know, it makes a difference. Guys have been hitting the woodwork. Guys have just been missing the goals. You put either an inch left or an inch right, you know, and all of a sudden they go in. The whole game changes, the whole form changes. All of a sudden, instead of being 2-1 down, you're 2-all, you've got an opportunity, all these little things can happen. And you're so right too, Lee, in the fact that you have had so much use of the ball, especially in second halves, just haven't been able to complete it.
Yeah, and, you know, if you take the last half of football we had to date, the amount of opportunities that we created in that game, you know, we're obviously very happy with that, and you know, we just got to make sure that it doesn't take us to be losing 2-1 to produce something like that. You know, we all need to perform at our best each week, and you know, it's we are at a big club, and we know that teams always want to beat us, and that's the way it is. And if people you know, thought that might be the case last year and we're winning games, it's you know, it's a reality now that people don't want to see us win, and you know, maybe it's we could look back in a while and say this might have been a good thing, but you know, at the moment we need to start winning games.
I want to talk to you about last week's derby, if I can, and not so much about Melbourne victory, but just a little bit about the Melbourne City. Was that probably the most determined? Was it the most determined that you've seen Melbourne City on a park in a derby?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, a derby, they've produced a lot of good derbies in the past, and they've played very well and ground out results against us. And, you know, like you said, I think on the weekend they did work very hard and try and ground out the result, but you know, like you said, a couple of things are an inch either way, and things change. You know, the fact of the matter that we didn't win the game, but yeah, it still keeps our belief and our confidence in what we're doing.
All right, let's not look back any further. Let's look forward now, and we've got the Perth Glory this week at Amy Park. It seems like you've played them 15 times already in the last 3 months. Every second game's against Perth Glory.
No, it's okay. Obviously, they're one of the teams we've just lost to, so I think it's you know, it's an important game for us, and everyone knows how important it is. And I don't think anyone would have taken a backward step, and we're you know, I think we're just everyone's anxious to get out on the pitch and produce some good football and score some goals and come away at 3 points.
They caught you at a difficult time last time. When was that? Just a week and a half ago. It was a Wednesday. Yeah. It was a midweek. You'd played a tough game on the Saturday, lost. You had a big game coming up, the derby, a few days later. It was they got you at a good time for them, I would have thought, last time they beat you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's an excuse for us. I think, you know, we had travel, but we had enough time to turn around and be fresh enough and perform. And, you know, we had a lot of possession on that day. And, you know, and I think, you know, there's a few things we've already worked on this week that can improve, and it will. And I think, you know, if they have the same approach and we have a whole lot of possession again, I think it's, you know, if we stay switched on at the back and use our possession a bit more wisely, I think we'll have no problem on Sunday.
Moving forward into next year as well, great to see that 5 Melbourne Victory players have been named by Aurelio Vidmar for his Ollie Roo squad. So that's a justification of the boys are doing things right.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, 5 outfield players of 20. It's 25% of the squad. So you know, it's fantastic for them boys, and it'll make it a bit more difficult for the players still here and staying behind. But, you know, we've got massive depth at the club, and we'll be more than comfortable. And, you know, it's hopefully they can go and do the job while they're away.
Archie Thompson, how did he pull up after his bit of time on the park?
Yeah, he's good. He's very good. He's up and about and very jovial again, which is good. And, you know, he's pulled up fine. And, you know, I thought he was great for us when he came on the weekend.
Well, he makes a difference, and he always does do that. So the Victory currently on 16 points and just 7 points from top West Sydney Wanderers after 11 games of the season. People are still saying that the Victory are the team to beat come the finals. That's obviously the way you guys still feel internally.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's a 10-team competition. You want to win it every year, and you know, that's what we set out to do at the start of this year, and you know, we still obviously believe, and we've never stopped believing that we put every team that we play to the sword. You know, we test every team, and you know, it's I think at the moment we're still testing everybody. We're still feared, and you know, I think things will turn around for us very quickly.
I think what's been good too is the fact that Kevin hasn't been afraid to use some of the younger kids and give them some game time over the last few weeks. As well, it would have been easier to go with your more senior team to try and turn things around. But it's more about the bigger picture, isn't it? It's more about the fact that you're going to have Asian Champions League games coming up. It's more about the amount of games that you've played through the FFA Cup in the past. The squad needs to be freshened up every now and then just to give everyone an opportunity to have that little bit of a break.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only the last few weeks. He's done it since he's... Since he's taken over as manager at the club, he's you know, he's never been afraid of putting in players. You know, and he took over his first year, and he had to juggle the Champions League in his first season, and he did that very well. And he threw players in and believed in him, and it obviously gives him confidence. And you know, all the players believe in what we're doing, so I think it's normal for him. And you know, and they you know, they reward him with good performances most of the time as well.
Really appreciate your time, mate. Thank you for that. Good luck against the Perth Glory at Amy Park this Sunday night at 5 o'clock.
Have a good Christmas.
Yeah, you too, mate. Thank you. Lee Broxham joining us from the Melbourne Victory.